All right, sir. We are up and recording. If you will state your full name and title for the record, please.
Brock Dover, Richmond R16 School District Assistant Superintendent.
Well, Mr. Dover, it's my understanding that we have selected our 2014 inductees to Richmond's Wall of Honor. I want to talk to you a little bit about each of them. Let's start with Vicki Brown. Tell us what you can about her and why she was selected.
Yes, we have a fine group of honorees this year, and Vicki Brown is the first of the five that we'll be speaking about. And she was inducted as alumni from 1971 and also as a faculty member of the Richmond R16 School District for over 32 years. Vicki was hired in 1974 for a third-grade teaching position that the Richmond R16 District had at that time, and she has been with us for those 32 years. And since her retirement in 07, she has been a valued substitute teacher, and we're just thrilled to have Vicki on board with the Wall of Honor.
Always neat when an alumni turns into faculty. So
absolutely.
Okay, let's move down our list, and let's talk about Doris Cox. What can you tell us about Doris?
Doris Cox will be inducted as a faculty member as well. She was a faculty member for 25 years. Doris was a kindergarten teacher at Deer Elementary here in Richmond, and Doris currently teaches preschool for the Richmond Methodist Church, and once again, Doris, we're just honored to have her as part of this group.
Very good. Okay, now we have three gentlemen. Let's begin with Jerry Harrison, please.
Jerry Harrison will be inducted as alumni from Richmond High School in 1959. Jerry is a major general from the United States Army. He graduated from West Point in 1963, and he was also an assistant professor at West Point from 1970 to 1973 and is a member of the Army Rangers. So just thrilled to have a serviceman with his credentials be a part of this Wall of Honor with Ms. Cox and Mrs. Brown so far.
Very lucky to call him alumni. Okay, let's talk about Steve Hitchcock.
Steve Hitchcock will be inducted as a faculty member of the Richmond R16 School District. He was a social studies teacher at RHS for 24 years, and during his tenure as an educator at Richmond, Steve coached the high school cross-country team and was the public address announcer for the Spartan football games. Steve currently serves as the Government Affairs Director for Kansas Agricultural Aviation Association and is the public address announcer for the Baker University women's basketball, track, baseball, and softball teams.
Just involved all the way around. Okay, we have one more on our list. It looks like another alumni. What can you tell us about Ed?
Ed Sarton will be inducted as alumni from Richmond High School in 1965 and a volunteer efforts of over 25 years to the Richmond School District. Ed attended the University of Central Missouri, where he graduated from in 1972. Mr. Sarton was a teacher, football, and basketball coach for 10 years in Wellington before pursuing a business career here in Richmond. And Mr. Sarton has faithfully bestowed time, effort, and resources to the school and students whenever needed.
Very good. Okay, now, Mr. Dover, I know that the inductees have been selected. I understand there's a ceremony scheduled for that formal induction. What can you tell us about that ceremony?
Many events are planned to recognize the 2014 class, and those all start on Friday, September 26th. At 2 p.m., the Wall of Honor inductees will ride in the homecoming parade. That's homecoming for us here at Richmond. And then at 5:30 p.m., Wall of Honor tailgate dinner at Spartan Stadium. The public is invited to meet, greet, and eat with the honorees and their families before the 2014 homecoming football game. A tailgate-style dinner will be catered by the Richmond All Sports Club. Tickets for the dinner are $10 each and are available in advance by contacting me, Brock Dover, or April Green at the Richmond R16 District Office at 816-776-6912. And then after the tailgate dinner, we'll have the pregame ceremony. Inductees will be presented with the Wall of Honor Award, which will be displayed at Richmond High School for the next 12 months. And the Wall of Honor Committee is producing a high-quality video tribute about each of this year's honorees, and that compilation video will be broadcast at the Richmond High School Commons throughout this school year.
Very good, sir. Anything else that you would like to add?
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't recognize and thank our 2014 Wall of Honor financial contributors. And if you don't mind, I'd like to thank Richmond All Sports Club, Thurman Funeral Home, the State Bank, Swafford's Ford, Community Bank of Missouri, and Westbrook & Company.
Absolutely. Making a good project come into reality. So,
yes.
Mr. Dover, thank you so much for your time today. I know it's a busy time for you guys. I appreciate it.